Big story yesterday in the NBA. And we now welcome in the man who wrote that story. He is nationally renowned NBA writer Chris Sheridan, whose website, SheridanHoops.com, has become a must-visit destination for NBA fans. And it was certainly a must-visit destination yesterday for Orlando Magic fans. Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Chris. Your report yesterday, quoting a source close to Dwight Howard, is as saying that Dwight Howard wants out of Orlando now more than ever, despite the fact that the Magic have fired Stan Van Gundy. Tell us about that report, and what do you think is going to happen here in the next few weeks?
Well, that's basically the lay of the land. I'm sure Alex Martins would love to sit down with Dwight and say, who do you want to bring in as coach, and who do you think we should hire as our next GM? But there's no way Alex is going to do that unless Dwight signed a long-term extension first, and Dwight has no interest in doing that. Dwight harbors a little bit of resentment toward the Magic for what happened on deadline day, when they kind of put a gun to his head and said, you know, we're trading you right now, or you opt in for the last year of your contract. And once that happened, and then everything kind of fell apart after that, what I'm told is Dwight wants to just move on. That was a divided locker room and a divided Magic locker room last year, this past season. Guys took sides. Some took Dwight's side. Some took Stan's side. And it was messy, and I think it came out in the way they played. They ran so hot and cold during the season, and then when Dwight's back went, their chances were all gone. So how do I expect it to play out in the next few weeks? I don't think they're going to deal him until after July 1st, because that opens a lot of different sign-and-trade possibilities. You also will know who got drafted where, and you'll have a better idea of who has what kind of assets to move. But I think, Mike, when the Magic try to move him, which they want to do, they don't want to go through another season like they went through this past one. The first thing they're going to try to do is move Hedo with him and make it a package deal. But you know, when you do that, you're talking about almost $31 million in combined salaries, and there aren't a lot of teams that are going to have that kind of cap space to absorb two players. But I think that's where the Magic have to start looking, and they have to scour the league, because it doesn't really matter to them whether they trade Dwight to the Charlotte Bobcats. If he doesn't want to go there, too damn bad. You're going to go wherever we trade you, wherever we can get the best. But I think they start by trying to move Hedo along with him and see what they can get. And if they can't find a deal that includes both Dwight and Hedo leaving town, then they shop Dwight by himself. And look, teams are going to be lining up to get him. And there's a lot of teams out there that think, you know, once we get Dwight, we can convince him to stay. That's why the Houston Rockets were willing to take a gamble on getting him at the deadline. That's why the Golden State Warriors are willing to take a gamble on getting him at the deadline. But I think he moves on, and I think it's probably both best for both sides that they do move on and get a deal done. So I would expect a deal to come down in July.
Chris, so you said something at the beginning of your answer there that sort of intrigued me. You said that Dwight harbors some resentment about the Magic sort of putting a gun to his head at the trade deadline. Well, what would he expect? I mean, we're either going to trade you, or you need to sign an extension, at least opt in for a year. Why would he hold resentment for that? It was his choice, right?
Right, but when someone says, you know, you either do this or we're going to do that, that's an ultimatum. And when you're given an ultimatum, whether you expect it to come or not, or whether logic dictates that it comes, it doesn't make it any easier to swallow sometimes. And so I think that's where it comes from.
Let me ask you this. Another interesting part of your report yesterday is, you know, it's always been assumed that Dwight wants to go to Brooklyn and open up the new arena and play for Jay-Z's team and get a fresh start there. But you write from your source that it's not going to be a one-horse race, and that the Mavericks and the Knicks and the Clippers and the Lakers are still among the destinations that could appeal to Howard.
Yeah, and that's changed, because Dwight had a very short list before, but his desperation to get out of Orlando has kind of opened his or allowed him to change his priorities and open his mind to playing elsewhere. Even the Lakers, which everybody has written and everybody has said that's so abhorrent, because he doesn't want to be seen as the next Shaq, and he doesn't want to be the second banana to Kobe. And both those things are true. However, he'd still rather play for the Lakers than he would for the Magic, if all things are equal. So, look, the Brooklyn Nets have had their sights set on getting this guy now for over a year. And they almost got it done in training camp, and they almost got it done on deadline day. And they're still the team that Dwight wants to go to. And they only have four guys under contract for next season, so they do have a lot of cap flexibility. And now, could they put together the best package? Brian, I think one thing that that'll depend on is, do the Nets win the lottery? Do they get a top three pick in the draft lottery? Because if they do, they get to keep it. If they don't, they have to give it to Portland because they traded that pick for Gerald Wallace, but it has top three protection. So if the Nets win the draft lottery, then bang, they got a top three pick in a real good draft. You can go draft Andre Drummond or Anthony Davis or whoever you're going to get it in the top three, and then put him in a package along with whatever other pieces are going to be in it, whether it's Gerald Wallace, Brooke Lopez, Chris Humphries. You start to get a little bit creative, and you make it a sign and trade. But certainly, hitting the top three in the lottery would put the Nets probably in the driver's seat or at the pole position as far as acquiring Dwight goes. If the Nets don't win the lottery, they have to give away their pick, and the only extra pick they're hanging out to now is Houston's for next year, and that's a lottery protected pick. So the Nets. 2 years ago, they had five extra first-round draft picks, and they've sprinkled them around. They gave a couple of them to Utah to get Deron Williams, and they gave one to Portland to get Gerald Wallace. And both those guys, by the way, can opt out of their contracts and leave. So the Nets really have a lot of balls up in the air, and they're hoping it all comes together, and they're able to go into Brooklyn with a core of Dwight and Deron. But it's far from guaranteed, and they really run the risk of going into Brooklyn. If Deron leaves and they can't get Dwight, they run the risk of going into Brooklyn with a team that's going to be worse than the Charlotte Bobcats. So it's very unsettled times for the Nets franchise, just like it is for the Magic.
Speaking with Chris Sheridan of SheridanHoops.com, open mic, 7-4 the game. You know, and on that note, that if it's not the Nets that get them, and you talk about a team like the Clippers, the Mavericks, or the Lakers, is it going to be one of those things where you think Dwight's, or that team's going to say, hey, you have to agree to an extension. We're not going to just get you on a one-year flyer and have to spend that year trying to convince you to sign long-term?
I think it depends on the destination, Mike. If it's the Bobcats, or if it's, a team where Dwight doesn't want to be, if it's the Milwaukee Bucks, they're going to trade for him knowing that they got to try to sell him on staying. And, again, the Houston Rockets thought they could, and the Golden State Warriors thought they could. And Dwight stands to benefit tremendously if he extends off his current contract, and, he can get you build off your current salary and you get a raise off that rather than becoming a free agent and you have to sign for a max that would be, under the cap formula, would be lower than what you're making now. And I think a lot of teams are counting on the fact that by extending his contract wherever he ends up, Dwight's going to make a heck of a lot more money than he would by letting his contract expire and becoming a free agent. So that's some of the motivation behind these teams thinking we can talk him into staying.
Chris, real quick, last thing. What was your perspective, the national perspective, do you think, on the Magic cleaning out Stan Van Gundy and Otis Smith?
I think it's a shame. I can give you my own take.
Okay.
Those guys, Otis has been there forever. Wasn't he an expansion pick?
He was on their original team, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's been there forever. He's a really good guy. He made a couple mistakes, but, the arena steal was certainly a terrible deal. But for the most part, his batting average was very high. He did a good job. He didn't shy away from the media. He talked to you when you needed him. And then Stan, Stan tells it like it is, unlike anybody in the entire NBA. Even his brother, who's a broadcaster, who tells it like it is when he's doing the games on ABC. And Stan can be intense, but Stan is also one of the most forthright and open guys you'll meet going around the NBA. So I really thought it was a shame that those two guys lost their jobs. But I think in this industry, with very few exceptions, like Greg Popovich in San Antonio and used to be Jerry Sloan in Utah, people don't last very long with franchises, whether they're a coach or whether they're a GM. You're kind of hired to be fired, and you live out your shelf life, and then you move along and you find another job. And it's a hard life, but that's the life these guys sign on for. And Stan and Otis, I think, will both land on their feet.
He is nationally renowned NBA writer Chris Sheridan, whose website, SheridanHoops.com, has become a must-visit destination for NBA fans. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Bianchi. I appreciate it.